Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is Keisha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot spades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
Murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
What is this, episode 268? Jesus, the fuck we doing? 268? 260 motherfucking eight. For those of you who can't tell, Young Prez is sick as a dog. One of those fuck you before summer colds. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us got it right now. The whole fam had it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody good but me, of course. But nonetheless, we're here, episode 268, and it's the Revenge of the Walking Dead, because we're going to bring out our guests in a minute, MC Shan. First, I want to bring everybody up to speed. We had the homie Shan on back in April, and I seen some videos of him and KRS doing shows together and whatnot, and I asked him, you know, you and KRS going to be doing any projects or anything in the future, you know, just curiosity. Fans want to know that shit, right? Well, Shan went in with some battle bars that KRS did not like. So I got the infamous day after phone call. You know what I mean? I got the angry phone call. And demanding that Shan come back on the show and have an apology. Shan came back on the show about a week later. And he kept saying, well, Chris, I got your apology in about 20 minutes. Little did we know his apology was three, almost 4 minutes worth of just
shit.
Onslaught, you know what I'm saying?
Viciousness.
Of wicked bars, you know what I'm saying? He had vicious bars. And, of course, KRS didn't like that. You know, we've given him numerous opportunities to come on the show. He dropped a diss track against Shan, S-H-A-N. Shan replied with Revenge of the Walking Dead. You're going to hear that tonight. Of course, then, you know, KRS dropped another diss record. But then lately, KRS has been popping up in the news a lot of places, too. We're going to talk about this. Said some things in an interview with, Noriega.
I think it was, the Drink Champs or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, the Drink Champs. Yeah, about the Africa Bambaataa sex abuse allegations and, even after he said what he said on that show, I reached out to him again. I said, hey, man, I know you ain't like that, man. Why don't you clarify what you said? Come on the show, you know, whatever. Open invite. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. We got a real motherfucker on tonight. Let's bring him on, MC Shan. How you doing, MC Shan?
I'm chilling like a villain.
What's going on with you,
Shan? As usual.
It's Flanagan.
Chilling like a villain. Flanagan in the building.
Yeah. Revenge of the Walking Dead. But I tell you what, man, that track right there, we're going to let the fans hear in a minute. Brutal. Brutal track. I mean, and it's all in the name of good hip-hop. You know what I mean? This is what hip-hop always was. What has been your response from the Revenge of the Walking Dead track?
Well, lots of, I get some good, some negative. It don't matter. It doesn't matter to me, you know what I'm saying? Because you're going to get those diehard Chris fans that's going to be like, oh, he bucked you again or whatever, you know? But come on, man. I'll just, everything that's in that, if you want to call it a whack song, then it's a response to all the whack shit he said then. Because all it is me answering the bullshit that he said. You understand? It wasn't
right.
Like the freestyle that I did the 3 minutes, just me doing what I do. It was just, okay, Chris, you say I'm on some suck shit, well, motherfuck you and them fans that you fuck with. And then I went on to respond to the bullshit he said. Now, I got another one, but ain't no rush to do it, you know what I'm saying? That second verse that he did on that second song, that's like a motherfucking, that's like a shout-out list. And ain't none of them niggas ever shout-out Chris, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's a second one.
Talk about
when
Lupe
you play,
and this.
Dropping it, Shan.
I'm going to drop that right along with the album, you know what I'm saying? Because all I see is from what that now here it is, right? Chris is an opportunist. That album he got been out for 6 months, not getting it, just sitting on a server somewhere. You know how they used to say you get shelved by the industry? Well, you can't get shelved nowadays. So that shit was just sitting on somebody's server somewhere, getting no play, no none. And I listened to the whole joint. I'm like, yo, them diss tracks, you should be happy I did that, because them diss tracks is the best thing you got on the whole album. You know what I'm saying? You just been doing what you want for so long that you think everything that you do is hot, and then you want to keep on trying to press it and keep on going on interviews, talking it and talking it and talking it. Well, whatever. See, you run your mouth so much that you done forgot, and then you just saying things that, you know, you just running off at the lip, not thinking or being conscious of what you said. Now the whole industry is out on your head talking about how can you defend a child molester. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's like everybody's looking at him now like, yo, you defending it, because if you would have thought about what you're saying, it would have been a different story, you know what I'm saying? But you wanted to have an insensitive comment. You wanted to be behind. But if you got to look at the history with him and Bam, he might have been one of those.
Right.
You
never
know what I'm
know.
Saying? He might have been one of those. So I don't know. I'm not trying. I'm just alleged. Let's not get sued. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right, it's all alleged.
It's
yeah.
all alleged.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? But what from what he said and the flack he's getting, and it's just like, come on. I've even started looking at some of his lectures. You know what I'm saying? And the folks that follow his lectures is just like people that need to be led by somebody and something. There was one lecture that he did where he held up the word rock star and telling people, now say it to yourself in your head. What voice was that? I mean, if you listen to it, if you're a smart individual, you're just saying a lot of nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, all that stuff you were saying, we all know your subconscious mind is where all these thoughts and words come from. So you're sitting there talking to people that are in college, and they can't figure out that that's your subconscious mind saying rock star to theyself. That's the fifth dimension. Come on, man.
Right.
You're making up theories and all of that other crazy mess. I mean, at one point, it's just, you just got to look at it. You know what I'm saying? And just be like, come on, please, stop playing with me. Because you're playing with me now.
Well,
and you
want to
sit here and keep talking. But like I said, when people say stuff and nobody challenges it, because I'm still here doing what I'm doing. He even admitted himself, we never battled. So where was the defeat? You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where
how
was the defeat ever at? We did diss records against each other, just like everybody else did. Some had battles straight out. We didn't. So where does it come from? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where does all of this come from? Where's all of this battle and all of these things you're talking about? Where's the defeat at? Where's your trophy? And some people will always, oh, he bodied you. But those are those stupid people that just don't understand what hip-hop is. Just want you, and you'll find that a lot of these people that are on the internet saying these negative things, these are people that have no life. They got 35 followers, and they hope that I see their comment and I'm going to respond to them.
Respond
and give them
to
a
it, right.
Bit of, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at you. You only got 35 followers, my man. You're wishing right now. You're just digging just to see if, oh, Shan might say something to me. Oh, now his ego is up. I got him to respond. I stopped following haters and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I stopped
a long time ago. I noticed
Shan
on the video, too. I mean, there's a lot of supporters of you. I mean, the video has a lot more likes than it does dislikes. But like you said, there's a lot of his supporters that just come in there and just talk all kinds of shit. They uphold him like he's fucking Socrates or something.
Right, or he like just made this classic ass. You know, the songs was all right, but reading some of the comments, it's just motherfuckers just pop in like, oh, that's just the new hot shit. He just ended his career, this and that. But at the same time, Shane, you got a lot of people that support your shit too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, and them the ones that I fuck with. The ones that I don't fuck with is those that's on that bullshit. I mean, y'all got a right to have your opinion and say what you want to say, but I don't mean I got to listen to the shit. You know what I'm saying? That don't
right.
mean I got to sit there and bring you into my world and make you relevant. You know what I'm saying? I don't need you. I don't need to make you. You don't make me relevant. The people that fuck with me make me relevant. And you can keep supporting him. Do your thing. There's no big deal to me.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Well, let's give him Revenge of the Walking Dead. Let's let him hear this song. Hell of a track, which you also got a video for it. Get on YouTube, MC Shan, Revenge of the Walking Dead. You know what I'm saying? Watch that shit, but first listen to it right here. We'll be right back with MC Shan.
BGS for life.
This is Nigger Flanagan. So you call him a ghost, Chris. This must be Revenge of the Walking Dead.
Saying that you took me out, that's some off-the-wall shit. Sounding like you got the suits, this hit me some raw shit. Tail swinging on your nuts, as if you had some balls, Chris. Call it beef, I'm bringing back the hip-hop that we all miss. Okay, Chris, you say I'm on some suck shit. Motherfuck you, and them fans that you fuck with. Call yourself a teacher? Well, that's a fake persona. I'm dealing with an intellect that's merely way beyond you. Ain't no time to pit me, you can't call me a slave. This time around, take my crown and plant me in the grave. I know that I'ma walk away with barely just a bruise, but I'ma raise the body count and put you on the news. I see that bet and raise you on and put you on a shirt, and show them what a bitch you are by lifting up your skirt. You really wanna do it, Shan? I thought about it briefly. Chris is on some bully shit, his skills is way beneath me. You say that you's a mason, there's gotta be a glitch for telling all them secrets, so I'm calling you a snitch. Chris, I'd never diss your wife, so leave that shit alone. And say that I'm not hood, my shit is etched in stone. You waiting on my gun to jam, I bet it won't get stuck. And I'm about to cock it back, Chris, you better duck. It really wouldn't matter if you duck or not, cause I'ma hit you anyway, I feel my shit with buckshot. Saying that you took me out, that's some off the wall shit. Sounding like you got the suits, this hit me some raw shit. Say I'm swinging on your nuts, as if you had some balls, Chris. Call it beef, I'm bringing back this hip hop that we all miss. Saying that you took me out, that's some off the wall shit. Sounding like you got the suits, this hit me some raw shit. Say I'm swinging on your nuts, as if you had some balls, Chris. Call it beef, I'm bringing back this hip hop that we all miss. They don't need my career, but that's the only way you got one. Two, not three. Now out comes the shotgun. Think you rock a beat? I go harder on a clip track. Sword off, blast. Carry so much kickback. Deep with my words that I don't need a sick track. Laughing at your silly fucking song, but that you'll get back, you got to come harder. I thought that you were smarter. Hip-hop ain't no peace underneath the Magna Carta. But you don't even think that fast. You the teacher, but I'm standing at the head of the class. I'm really glad I got your panties all up in a bunch. You say you took me out, you couldn't take me to lunch. Go ahead, dig deep, bring out the battle clip. The next shot I shoot's gonna sink your whole battleship. I used to see your mural that they had up on Jerome. I would run up on it, take a piss, and stagger my way home. Call
yourself Goliath, I'ma slay you with this rock. You know your time is ticking, Chris, you looking at your clock. This'll be the greatest battle that the world has never seen, cause I'm about to mop you like my name was Mr. Clean. Saying that you took me out, that's some off the wall shit. Sounding like you got the suits, this here be some raw shit. Say I'm swinging on your nuts, as if you had some balls, Chris. Calling me for bringing back the hip hop that we all miss. Saying that you took me out, that's some off the wall shit. Sounding like you got the suits, this here be some raw shit. Say I'm swinging on your nuts, as if you had some balls, Chris. Calling me for bringing back the hip hop that we all miss.
How can you fuck with that? You know what I mean? It would be right. Very hard for me or anybody, you know what I'm saying, is trying to write something in response to that. You know, wow, and you got more. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, crazy. Because he had made a second one, you know what I'm saying? And how that second one was, see, the second verse was an afterthought. The second verse was an afterthought where he used his second verse to promote Now Hear This. He's been using this right here to promote that album. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that album been out 6 months with no response, just sitting on a server. You know what I'm saying? And since he wants to go in on interviews that he doing, keep talking crap, I'm going to go in on you. You dig what I'm saying? Let's be real. That joint been out for 6 months. Be happy that I did what I did, saving you again or giving you another rebirth to your career, because mine been doing what it been doing regardless to the fact. You know what I mean? And as I explain to people, the reason why I ain't did any records or anything, because of my situation with Cold Chillin'. What am I supposed to keep on doing music? But you are talking about 20 classic albums all put together didn't make platinum. All 20 classic, all got 20 classic albums. Yeah, they antiques. They're not classics. Ain't none of it. All you put them all together, they ain't went platinum. You know what I'm saying? He talking about, oh, I ain't got no money. The money I made on Snow, I made more money than your whole career span just on that record alone. Your whole career span, yeah, your lectures and all that, that's what you do. You dig what I'm saying? But you lecture the people that are stupid. And I'm sorry to say that because I hear people sitting back there clapping their hands to the bull crap he say like he's Minister Farrakhan or something. You know what I'm saying? And what he just said made absolutely no sense in the realm of reality to a motherfucker with an education. Like I said, that rock star, that thing where he's holding up that picture of rock star. Say it to yourself. When in the first 5 minutes of that lecture, you look, if you're an individual that has any kind of sense, you like, this nigga stupid. It's a fifth dimension. There's a fifth dimension. There's a fifth dimension, and it's in your head or whatever the hell you're talking about. Everybody knows your unconscious mind is another part of you that you cannot even come in contact with. That's why it's called your unconscious mind. You dig what I'm saying? So when you sit there and you think and you have a thought, and you hear it in your head. Of course I hear my thoughts in my head because that's where they start out, you dumbass. You can hear yourself speak because you know your language, and if you think
right,
in your
I was
language,
about to say that some people just like to hear themselves talk. Sometimes it seems like, especially when it's hip hop, you see a lot of videos on YouTube where he ain't even telling all the real shit all the way. He's just telling it from his point of view, like his point of view is the correct way about shit. And that's something I ain't never really get into.
But a lot of people are looking at him now. I've seen some people on the internet that are his fans and supporters that are starting to look at him like, yo, hold up. Now that I go back and look at your lectures, you know what I'm saying? They love the music, but when it comes to his lectures and things like that, his lectures are just bleh. So they're looking at his lectures now and all of that other stuff, and they're looking at him like, hold on, let me get a second look at this. Yes, I love South Bronx. And if you want to look at it, he ain't had no real killer bangers since that. He ain't had no real killer bangers since that.
Yeah.
So now that we doing this new battle, the only time you ever have some real killer bangers is when you're talking about me.
Right.
it's almost as if you're elevating him. You know what I mean? To come harder with it. What was your thoughts though when you heard the comments he made about Bambaataa? What were your initial thoughts? I mean,
well,
clearly you,
like
me,
I said,
you know,
I don't really pay attention to what he says. I don't study it. You know how I got up on it is when my man Star, y'all know Star and Buck Wild, right?
Yeah.
I'm an avid follower of Star. You dig what I'm saying? Star's my partner, my dog all day long, and he goes in. So when it really came to my attention was when I was watching Shot 97. Hopefully I could say that on the show. But when I was watching Star, I was on one of those shows. You dig what I'm saying? When I'm watching Star and Star, I did heard you on the joint talking about, yo, Shan went in or something like that. I remember I heard you.
Yeah, I was like,
I heard you.
Because he was on some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you're supposed to be the teacher of hip-hop, you gotta tell the real shit, you know what I'm saying? You can't
just what your perspective is.
Yeah, you can't go on other people's shows and act like you didn't hear, you don't know where you heard it from, and you don't know why Shane, he heard you on our show, you know what I'm saying? He know you wasn't coming at him sideways or nothing like that. You was just being yourself. And I thought that's what hip-hop was all about. But apparently it ain't. And like you just said, shouts out to Stardo for real for taking it at some of these cats.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he's really making it to the point where, you know, he should be held accountable. Because if you look at it, his legacy is tarnished, period. Bambaataa's legacy is tarnished. Because if he used that like pedophiles do, and this is not allegedly, he already admitted that he touched that man. You dig what I'm saying? And said, I'm sorry. So this is no alleged. You did that, and you know what I'm saying? Come
right.
on. That's what it is. So ain't no, your legacy is tarnished. And from what I'm looking at it, like, you used that whole movement to manipulate these young men and put them in a position where, and you know, as black people, we don't tell a lot of things. You dig what I'm saying? So he manipulated these children, made them think that they was going to do something and keep his secret. Until, all right, now what if none of these cats that's older, they say, oh, you 50, why'd you wait? That been on that man's mind his whole life.
Yeah.
That been on his mind his whole life. You know what I'm saying? I had a motherfucker, I ain't ashamed to say it, because motherfucker, when you kids, motherfuckers do shit to you. I had a motherfucker touch me when I was young, so I hate motherfuckers like Bambaataa. And motherfuckers always be on some fucking, oh, you, why you so against faggot, Shan? You a homo hater. That ain't it, because y'all niggas like to touch motherfucking little boys. That's what the fuck your problem is. You see what I'm saying? So this is why I hate faggots. This is why I hate
you, man.
No, it ain't no big deal because it didn't affect me. You dig what I'm saying? The motherfucker just touched me. Wasn't no penetration, none of that shit. But, motherfucker, I can't be around this nigga because I knew what it was and backed the fuck up. And I could put his name out there, but the motherfucker's dead now. You dig what I'm saying? The motherfucker is dead now. And it's a lot of motherfuckers that know me and who we all hung around. He used what he had. All the dirt bikes, all the skating and all of that stuff to fucking touch little boys. You dig what I'm saying?
That's fucked
and
up.
Motherfuckers that know me and know what I'm talking about when I say motherfucking roller skating and motorcycles, they're going to be like, Shan on some shit again. That's right. But this nigga dead, so it ain't no motherfucker. And as I got older, if the nigga didn't die, I might have killed him. And this is all I'm saying. Just for the fact, that nigga made me so fucking overprotective of my children that I would never send my kids to a babysitter. As my kids was growing up, I would never send my kids to a babysitter because of motherfuckers that my mother trusted me being around and shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And as me and my friends all got older, it's like, oh, that nigga tried you too? Oh, shit, that nigga's, you know what I'm saying?
Right, you start realizing shit, and then, like, if these dudes don't come up and say something, I mean, this dude just continue to get away with this shit and keep on doing it.
Continue.
You know, like you said, everybody, especially in the black community, man, young black dudes, it ain't easy just to come out and tell somebody you was raped or sexually molested by another man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they say, well, why these dudes wait for so long, man? It probably took them that long.
Right, well, everybody but see, my mom knew something. My mom knew something was up. She didn't understand what, because I ain't tell her till I got older, but she just knew I would never go hang out with this motherfucker no more. There's a reason why. You can be of, you know when something is wrong. You dig what I'm saying? You know when something is wrong. Either you're going to fall for it or you're going to fall the fuck away from it. You know what I'm saying? And a motherfucker touching your penis isn't, a man touching your penis is not motherfucking right. So, I knew what the fuck that was. This ain't what it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's a shame because some of those that did and kept on, they, you know what I'm saying? Who knows what their agenda is now? They're confused in their mind because you didn't know the difference at that point. Just to, yo, hold the fuck up. Let me back the fuck up. Or, hold the fuck. What the fuck you doing? You're not old enough to beat this nigga's ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're not old enough to beat this nigga's ass, but you have a choice to not go around this motherfucker no more. You know what I'm saying? You have a choice, and I made the choice not to be around this fucking faggy homo motherfucker. And I'm sorry I got to call it out like that, but we putting all this shit in the if people want to go by the Bible and want to be straight Christians, that shit is against God's will in the first fucking place. So for them to be making all this fucking homo shit acceptable on television, Empire, niggas kissing motherfuckers, they programming folks to make this the norm. Like, this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And the reason I was so fucked up with that faggy shit, right? See, I was up for that Fresh Prince role, right? Benny Medina was my record head, you know, record company head, and I was up for the Fresh Prince role. But how I fucked that up is because I told Benny Medina straight to his face, "You're a fucking faggot," straight to his fucking face. I told that nigga straight to his face. And right now I'm in Midtown with all these fucking homos right here, faggot ass motherfuckers. But I'm just saying, I fucked up that right there when I told Benny Medina to his face, "You're a faggot." You know what I'm saying? And then look what happens with Fresh Prince. He's in their fold. Next thing you know, he's doing fucking 6 degrees of separation. I could have never did that movie.
Man, yeah. Hell no. Exactly.
And
never.
I think that's
Will
is my man.
What the fuck is he
Will
doing?
Is my man in the whole nine, but I could never see myself doing that. Yeah, you're a $20 million making man right now, but what part of your soul did you sell?
Exactly.
What piece of your ass has you might have gave up? I don't know. I'm just allegedly alleging.
So how far along were you in the negotiations as far as you having the show?
It wasn't that got cut out immediately. It didn't even get to the negotiation stage.
Just like a conversation
for the simple fact, just blew that out the water, and then they went for him to do whatever the hell. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not mad because fuck that. I'm not gonna get down with that fool. You know what I'm saying? The money wasn't worth it for me. I was too ghetto for Warner Brothers in the first place. Do you know how many complaints they used to send to Tyrone and them because I used to just be a weed smoking, just don't give a fuck, be drunk in the middle of the motherfucking, you know, when you used to have them Jack the Rappers and all of those conventions and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have all them conventions. I'm in there fucked up. I'm not trying to be your politically correct, all that bullshit. I'm from the hood, nigga. Fuck what y'all talking about. So they used to have complaints about me. Saying Ty Sham was fucked up, and he was just sitting in the floor in the middle of the motherfucking convention. So the fuck what? Leave me alone. See, so I wasn't fit for those Warner Brothers folks anyway. I wasn't one to fit their mold.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean? I didn't fit their mold of the person that they wanted to be associated with in the first place. So that shit went to the fucking wolves. I did the Don't Mean a Thing album, but that was on my own recognizance for the simple fact
right.
that time in hip-hop, they were dissing our music anyway, that it wasn't creative, it wasn't an art form, it wasn't this. So I said, okay. Since we ain't got an art form, I'm going to say a rhyme over some Count Basie You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play the bass line to this over. And that's what Play It Again Sham was over, because they used to say, we don't do nothing but sample. Y'all sample. So, okay, since we just sample, I'm going to play a loop and I'm going to play the bass line over on it or something like that. So
right.
That's where that Play It Again Sham came from. And I was in defense of this motherfucking music that we still call hip hop. But nobody
yeah.
sees it that way, and people won't say it, you know, straight out.
No, well, it's good you're setting the record straight on a lot of things, because people need to know the truth about what's going on, because hip-hop right now, the state that it's in is so fucked up, we need to go back in time to figure out how it got fucked up, and who are the good guys like yourself that got pushed out of the way while these other motherfuckers got the limelight. You know what I mean? People were silenced. People had the mic cut off, so to speak. A lot of great,
and
a lot of pioneers. Yeah.
I'm one of them because I'm so truthful. There's a whole lot about cold chilling and the shit that went on that these motherfuckers want me to keep silent about. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of shit that I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel at liberty to say because it involves other people. Maybe
mm-hmm,
they don't want
yeah.
their business out like that. You dig what I'm saying? So there's things about cold chilling that I could possibly say, and motherfucking niggas would be like, whoa, for real? You know what I'm saying? There's things I'm not at liberty to say because it involves other people. Now, if it involved me directly, I don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
I'm going to say what the fuck I got to say and fuck what the fuck you think about and how you think about it. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. But now I'm not going to put nobody else's, you know what I'm saying, business out in the street and point fingers at people and say what and this and that. You know what
right.
I mean?
And that's real shit, man. I respect that type of shit, man, because most motherfuckers nowadays, they be quick to do that. They be quick to whistle blow and point the finger to get the shit, the attention off of they self. But the most of the time, them the motherfuckers that's out there trying to seek the most attention. Like, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, like, If motherfuckers hadn't ever said anything about Bambaataa, we would have never thought nothing differently of him or the whole movement. So it's like these dudes traveled the world, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And always talked about peace and doing stuff good, but the whole time one of the main guys was doing some of the most crummiest foul shit ever. That just don't sit well with me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's
but
reality.
See, now look,
it's normal reality that we all know. So,
right. Now, look,
crazy.
What does Chris always say about me? What is his first thing that he always says? Get your homeboys off the crack. Always talking about drugs with me, right?
Right.
If I sat here and wrote out a list of every nigga that I got high with, you would be like, oh, shit, for real? But see, I take that weight. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to take that weight. But if you would not believe the niggas that I've gotten high with at the same table, you won't believe
right.
that when we pulled in town, that motherfuckers, these niggas was looking for us because they know we had the cocaine. Soon as we landed, because back in the days, the fucking planes wasn't as fucked as they are now. You could do whatever and take whatever on the plane. I've sniffed cocaine on a motherfucking plane ride. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
straight out.
Spice One told us they used to take their pistols apart and shit and put pieces in each bag and shit, and then they get to the city and put their guns and shit back together. I'm like, wow.
Right. We used to do crazy stuff like that. So I used to get on a plane with an 8-ball in my pocket. You dig what I'm saying? And when we would land at any of these conventions we used to went to, they used to run to us. I ain't going to say who, but they used to run to us because we always had to connect. You know what I'm saying? They knew once we landed, we was the crew that didn't care. We had it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We had it. And I'm not at liberty to say who these people are, but they know who they are. And right now, they're people that try and hold a pristine kind of persona. But if you really knew who they was at that point, you'd be like, wow.
Right.
But I'm not a dry snitcher. These people know who they are. Like, damn, I hope she ain't don't say nothing. And I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not.
Well,
I would never
respect that.
To try and get it off of
that.
Me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take that
you,
heat. Y'all could go ahead
you
and
see
say
a lot of these
all.
Guys coming out of nowhere just saying shit about everybody and like you said, snitching, dry snitch or whatever. You ain't doing that. I respect that. You know what I'm saying? You're putting the weight on yourself, so.
Right, because, I mean, there's no need to drag anybody under the bus to make me look good. I'm all right. I don't have any problem with anything that I ever did, because whatever I did, anything that I've been through is what makes me me now. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody like Chris wants to keep trying to say drugs, motherfucker, I'm in Georgia on fucking probation and can't smoke fucking weed. Alright, so you want to talk about drugs, motherfucker? For the past year, I ain't been able to smoke no motherfucking weed. Why? Because this nigga's fucked up in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? This nigga fucked up in Georgia. I can't smoke no weed. I can't do shit. Much as I fucking want to smoke a blunt, I can't. And that's as simple as that. I get fucked up. I smoke some weed right now, nigga. They gonna lock me the fuck up because Georgia's a fucked up state like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want to be fucked up. Don't nobody got time for that type of shit nowadays, man.
Right. I ain't got time for that. I'm still facing charges out this motherfucker. You dig what I'm saying?
I'm still facing charges,
but that's all right. That ain't no big deal. That's no sweat off my back, because, shit, this is what I come from. I come from the hood. So whatever they got on me, that's what the fuck they got on me. These niggas are trying to take my gun from me because, oh, you had a gun in the car, this, that, and the third. But so what? Everybody uses my car. Whatever y'all found in my car ain't no make no sense for me to motherfucking say this nigga, that nigga. Oh, y'all just put it all on me. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Put it on me. I'm not going to go fucking trying to fucking put it off on somebody else. Y'all caught it on me. You know, 9/10 of the law. Possession is it. Ah, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Right. These don't be our first rodeos most of the time. You know how the police be.
Right. It was my gun. Now, there ain't no question of that. It was my gun. So, you know what I'm saying? They got me on charges and shit right now. I'm going to court on the first for this shit. You know what I mean? Fuck it. It don't matter. I'm still, my freedom is still at jeopardy at this point right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, what's crazy is they always going to try to get them pistols from you any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be their whole agenda anyway, to disarm you and keep you to not be able to defend yourself. So motherfuckers get nonviolent crimes and your rights to carry get taken away from you and shit.
Look, my pistol's legal. But they're twisting it to make it seem like, you know, oh, you commissioner. Now, what felony was I committing? I'm driving home and young niggas pulled me the fuck over. What felony was I committing? You dig what I'm saying? Come on, man. So that's the only thing they're trying to do is disarm me. And for the little bullshit them niggas found in my car, motherfucker, y'all trying to give me 8 years probation, motherfucker? 8 years? Are you serious?
Right.
So I can't smoke for the next 8 years. I can't smoke no weed.
Hopefully
that shit
be legal
in
the next couple years.
Right, but my shit gonna get dropped. My shit getting dropped because, see, these niggas do shit out here. And they don't think that you know the law and the law, you know. When you go make roadblocks out here, you can only make a roadblock for a DUI stop. Right, and then there's certain criteria that you got to do. You got to well publicize that you got a roadblock over here, so it gives the citizen a choice whether they want to go through that roadblock or not. They don't do all of that. You're not allowed. Let me tell you, I felt like Mexico when they pulled me over. They pulled me over. Felt like Mexico. They had ski masks on, a tactical tank, all of this. It's not legal for you
That's
to do
bullshit.
That. Right, but see, now their agenda was to stop the flow of drugs or whatever, but you can't have a DUI stop and try and stop the flow of drugs. And what he did was, look, I'm not stupid. I don't smoke weed in my car while I'm driving, because that's the first provocation for them to say, oh, they got probable cause to search your vehicle. What he did was went to my window and just told me, get out the car, I smell weed. Get the fuck out of here. You don't smell no motherfucking weed. You don't smell no weed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now the nigga pulled me out my car, and now it could have been a 50-50 chance that he did find weed or didn't find weed. Now, if he didn't find weed, he was going to smack me on my head, get back in your car, and go home. See, it's a 50-50 chance. Now, he violated me by just pulling me out the car and telling me I smell weed, but who am I going to tell? You see what I'm saying? So they fucking violate you down here on a regular fucking basis. You know what I mean? And
they've been trying to get me
to plea. Y'all, I ain't playing out the shit, nigga. Where's the paperwork to say y'all roadblock was legal? And now they sending me a letter today, right? My son opened my mailbox and said, yo, Shan, Dad, they talking about you ain't do your drug program. Nigga, I went to the fucking program because all they want to see me is pissing the cup clean. So I go there once a fucking week. Ain't no big headache to me. I don't do drugs any motherfucking way. I might have smoked weed, but still, I had to stop that. But I, like I said, ain't no shame in my game to the shit that I'm going through. Maybe you hear my story and don't want to do the same shit that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But it was just to the point that you know, they sending me a letter. But they don't know that just because I ain't been sending my paperwork to the court like I'm supposed to, I don't have it. They're hoping that I don't got it so they don't have to send me all these papers saying that this roadblock was illegal. Because if I didn't complete my fucking program, my program was only 17 weeks. I went to this program 52 motherfucking weeks. Dig what I'm saying? I got the chips to prove it. You know, in the motherfucking class where they give you chips. You know what I'm saying? I got my chips to prove it. You know? So there's nothing they can say to me, but they're trying to find ways to just get me in the fucking system, period, any way they can.
Yeah, man.
Because they don't want to give up the real paperwork. And usually black people, they fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Even when you on probation and you know you ain't supposed to do certain things, you do it thinking you slick it in the system. And now when you think that you all over, now here come that motherfucking hammer to your head, bomb. Now you done fucked yourself. But I don't fuck myself over, nigga. I ain't been high, so the nigga could talk all that crack shit and all he want on his motherfucking songs. Fuck you and them fans that you fuck with, nigga, like I said.
Man. Real.
Yeah,
especially if somebody, he don't give a fuck about Bambada going through that shit. That's why I said on Star, man, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Because I got sons of my own, man. And every parent in America should feel the same way. If somebody don't even give a it ain't gotta be my son for me to be pissed off that somebody molesting kids. That shit is horrible all around, man.
And I'm even in a different position because a motherfucker touched me, motherfucker. So I'm even more madder because these fag niggas are still out here. You know what I'm saying? And the motherfucker going to say, well, Shan, well, where's your tools at? Where's your this at? Where's that at? Nigga, I was home raising my kids. I could get disrespectful on this motherfucking phrase that I'm going on, but I'm not going to get disrespectful because everybody should know what the fuck I'm saying. While you out on tour, I'm home with my children. You wasn't home with yours. What happened?
Right. Feel me?
You see what I'm saying? So let's
That's
not talk
shit.
About the money. Let's not talk about, ooh, the money. Yeah, you was getting money, but what happened in your family life? What happened in your family life when you was out on tour? Maybe the motherfucker might have needed you at home and couldn't get to you. So what happened? So let's not go there about where my tours was at. I was home raising my children. What about you?
At the end of the day, I can't do nothing but respect that because that's what I've been doing myself.
I've been a single dad for 25 years, period. I had all my children. You know what I'm saying?
Props
right
you,
now,
bro.
I'm raising a 5-year-old. You think what I'm saying? During the school year? Yes, thank you. And
she,
I can't go nowhere.
Right now?
No, she in the house with her mama right now. But look, right now I got a woman that loves me and my child and took us both as a package. You dig what I'm saying?
Right, there you go.
So
you go.
I can't say I'm a single dad right now. I got a woman that loves me and my child.
Yeah,
you know
but
I'm
getting the drift though. You know what I'm saying? You taking care of your kids, whether you got somebody with you or not.
Right. And the end of the day. And they ain't got the one
been locked up for 25 years. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
And they ain't got the wonder where daddy is. Daddy's out making money. He don't care about me at home, and he's this and he's that. You know what I mean? So, hey, like I said, I could be real disrespectful and come out blatantly bland and say what the fuck is on my mind because you want to make stupid-ass statements. When you make these songs, like, where was your shows at? Where's your shows? I go out and do my shows. They spot dates. You want to know why? Because Monday through Friday, my daughter got to be in school. So I make sure I'm home on Sunday night so that I can send her to school Monday morning.
There you go.
And if any of my children need me, the older ones and anything, I'm still around. And it's not like I'm broke or fucked up. I still get my royalty checks. You know what I'm saying? So my need for this money that's so-called important, you Illuminati motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Making all these false statements and shit. You know what I'm saying? At this point, I really couldn't give a fuck if that nigga never talked to me again. We ain't got to be friends, you know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing that you're saying or doing as I look at your whole shit in a spectrum. You brainwash motherfuckers. And some people are susceptible to that brainwash bullshit that he on. When I hear him talking about bullshit on these lectures and motherfuckers going right, 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 like he's Farrakhan. Y'all are a bunch of dicks. Y'all are a bunch of dicks. Do you not know that your motherfucking subconscious mind, where all of these thoughts and these actions come from, that's not an extra fifth dimension voice in your head. Say rock star to yourself. Say it without saying it. Do you hear it? Some motherfuckers in the room is talking about, oh, I heard it out loud. We all thought it, and I thought I heard it because you was a dickhead. You was a dickhead. He got you, stupid.
Was he fucking Orko?
Right.
I'm telling you, y'all go look at that. Look at that. Look at that KRS-One video that says Rockstar, where he holding up the Rockstar, and he thinks that because he said the word Rockstar that they're now a big conglomerate because he said their name. Fuck out of here, nigga. You got yourself fucked up. You got yourself fucked up.
Yeah, I'm not with
some motherfuckers' egos are too big and too, you know what I'm saying, to where you're going to keep claiming you're the greatest in hip-hop, the greatest that ever did it. Yes, you rock shows. Yes, you do. There's no doubt about that, but you are not the greatest, period. Motherfucker,
and you don't know, and then you don't know everything about hip-hop and how everybody in hip-hop feel about hip-hop. That's my thing. It's almost like they be acting like if you don't feel the same way that they feel, you're not a real hip-hopper. But you can't tell motherfuckers from down south that they don't love hip hop, or from the Midwest, or from the, just because they might not know about the history of where it originated from. These motherfuckers living this shit, man. It just seem like me, some of them guys, they don't.
This nigga tell it. It's not the right fucking, it's not the right truth. Then when Ben came back from Africa, all the gangs stopped.
Yeah, I've seen that interview too. I've seen that one.
Come on, man. But now if you listen to this man and you start believing what he said, you believing in a false prophet. You dig what I'm saying? So a lot of these folks out here listening to a false prophet on these lectures and all of this other stuff that you're talking about. Dude, I ain't got no time to be following behind you and doing what the hell. Oh, you trying to make money off of me. No, nigga, your album came off a little bit because you got two more hotter songs than your whole fucking album. That whole album... He's talking, I encourage you folks to go listen and now hear this. Go listen to that bullshit. Go listen. I'm not trying to hate on the man. Go listen for yourself and hear the bullshit this nigga talking on that album. Total. And you want to know how motherfucking, if you were that much of a presence as one of them advocators, you know how motherfucking you can tell niggas think you a clown? For the simple fact you still alive. If the government thought that you were such a fucking threat with your black propaganda that you do, nigga, they'd have killed you already. So they just looking at this nigga like, look at this clown. Ain't nobody listening to this motherfucker anyway. Let him keep telling y'all the rock star. That's what I heard too, but that's what I'm saying. But you telling all these secrets, nigga, I'm calling you a snitch. That's what that whole line was in that song. You call yourself a Mason? That's got to be a glitch. For telling all these secrets, I'm calling you a snitch. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you call yourself a Mason, you ain't supposed to be telling all of that stuff. You might throw up a symbol or something that another Mason may know that you a Mason, but the average public should know this about you.
Right. They don't even guard that little book like it's the secret. The secret scrolls or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hold on, but now how they gonna trust you when he say, "Oh, I'm a 33rd degree Mason," and they trust me with their secrets? But you telling it right now, nigga. They should chop your head off for that if you really was. But like I say, motherfuckers might consider you a clown. Ain't nobody believe this nigga anyway. And that's not me being mad at him making them songs. That's me bringing some truth out to the bullshit this motherfucker says. That's all.
Right.
I ain't care about them songs you made, motherfucker. Shit, like I said, that's the best shit that you use to sell your album. He turns it into a propaganda pitch, like he is an opportunist. He turns it into a propaganda pitch to sell that album. Because that shit been out sitting on a nigga server. It wasn't even shelf. Like I said, it was sitting on a nigga server for 6 months. I looked at the date that it came out, November something, back. Now, all of a sudden, November 15th or something like that, I do my homework, too. You know what I'm saying? But now you act like now hear this. Oh, I'm adding new tracks to it. Guess what the two tracks are? Shan hugging on another motherfucker. Take them out. And if you ask me, that take them out. Somebody else wrote that hook for him. He has never done that style in his life, ever. You don't sound like nothing that Chris would have done. You dig what I'm saying? And I studied motherfuckers. That shit don't sound like nothing that he ever wrote, period. Point blank. A nigga came to him and said, yo, here goes a hot one for you. So he wrote the hook. Chris did the words, whatever. You dig what I'm saying? But somebody else made that take him out. Whatever you do, it's time to hold up. That ain't even his style, period. In all the years he been making songs, you never heard him make a song that sounded like that ever. And
yeah,
I didn't
sure
make
had.
Him that pissed off that he became creative all of a sudden.
Right.
Yeah, that was definitely...
Shan pissed me off. I'm going to be creative now. Take him out. Whatever you do, it's on a hold up. I'll be playing that just listening to it.
To the album. He's just waiting on something, huh?
Yeah, he's just waiting for something. But, and like I said, he's an opportunist. He used that little situation that we had to sell the album. I'm not mad. I'm not a hater. And if I can help you out to sell that bullshit that they're going to find as bullshit, then do your thing. But guess what? When I drop this next one, I'm dropping a whole album along with that. And it's not because I'm using that to sell my album, this thing I'm doing with Chris. So fuck it. It's about time I put out something, 12, 13 songs.
Right.
You know
what
I mean? It's about time I put something out, 12, 13 songs to let the folks hear.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what
going to
be.
About, man. When are you doing this, Shan? Is this coming soon?
Yeah, it's coming soon. But see, my folks that I'm like, yo, I need these beats. Domingo, you know what I'm saying? I need some beats. Let me get them beats. Moet, they dragging their feet on me. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I usually do things on my own. Because when, you know, people have things they got to do and, you know. And Mingo, he's Chris's friend, so, you know, I don't know whether Mingo want to even give me a beat to be involved with that, but I love Mingo, you know what I'm saying? I love Domingo, but I don't know if he want to be involved, because him and Chris is cool, and I don't know if he want to be in between all of that. It's nothing to be in between. Give me a beat, nigga. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
We look forward to hearing that album. We also want to review it when it comes out. You know what I'm saying? Put it up on the website. Yeah, we'll have
and
you back on. Maybe
old
school.
It's going to be some new tracks. It's going to be some old tracks that I've never put out before. The people are thinking that, yo, I did this song back then. And if it would have came out back then, it would have been too far superior for people's minds to even fucking comprehend and you know what I'm saying, and grasp onto. So maybe it's... No, I'm going in the vaults, too, yes. I'm going in the vaults.
Right, like you produced Eric B.S. for President too, didn't you? Did you produce that song?
I didn't produce that. I mixed it, and I recorded the vocals. I'm not gonna sit here and lie and say I produced that. Molly produced that, but I played the keyboards, and I recorded the vocals for it. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't produced that. I would never claim nothing like that. But I was a part of that. There's a lot of things I was a part of that I, you know, that's just back in the background, just to say, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
People don't know how many. I done produced stuff for Marky Mark when he was, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He bring an artist called Ito Joe out to me when I was doing all that Informer stuff. Marky Mark found me. came all the way out to Queens and said, yo, I want you to produce a track for this dude right here. Mark used to come to the studio with the best weed ever and a whole bunch of it. I used to, yeah, I couldn't wait till Marky came to the fucking studio. That motherfucker would come with the hottest, the fucking strain of weed that just wasn't around.
Right.
For real, for real. You know what I mean? But I did stuff for him. I wrote Steady B's first song. Those cats trying to diss me, you know, like Cool C and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Is it can Cool C claim the same thing that Chris is claiming because I didn't make a return record against Cool C? Cool C could say, oh, I took Shan out because he didn't respond. Can I say this about LL because LL never responded to me on that beat biter? No, that's not, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that's into hip-hop, no, just because a nigga ignored you don't mean you took him the fuck out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, you definitely
let that nigga keep dreaming.
Right, you paid that shit no mind. Like, you ain't feed into that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
just
like,
kept your
come
shit
on,
moving.
But see, I would have gotten did another record against Chris back in them days. Now, let's not get it wrong, but Molly didn't want to do it. But he'll probably never say that. But Molly didn't want to do it. And why he didn't want to do it, I could feel he had a valid reason for it. Because he's like, yo, fuck that. All we going to do is just make him famous. But the nigga famous already. You know
right.
what I'm saying? He's famous already. What the fuck? You know? So it wouldn't have hurt. But see, now, in them days, I wasn't producing myself. I was more into being loyal. Molly produces the songs. Ty says what goes, this, that, and the third. And I don't understand why Ty would even think about asking Kane to crush the beef. You know what I'm saying? That's the first
right.
time I ever heard that in all of these years. So that means, Ty, you a sucker for thinking that. You know, I can't deal with Chris. What are you, a Molly? You and Molly got together on that one? You know what I'm saying? Behind my back, you know?
Right.
Hey, whatever. But Kane, love Biz, love all of that. You know what I'm saying? My crew is my crew. We getting ready to put
man.
A tour together, which actually, Molly's going to DJ for me. So if this is going to be the final chapter of the Juice Crew, I say it's going to end the way it began. It's going to be Shan and Molly Mall in the end of the day. If the Juice Crew chapter is coming to a close and we're going to do our final hoorah tour, it's going to be Shan and Molly Mall on the turntables, like how it began, when it was Shan and Molly Mall back in the days.
Wow.
So we do have a Cool V called me the other day and asked me, yo, is that cool? My thing is this. Like I just said, if the Juice Crew chapter is going to come to a close and this is going to be the end of what the, you know, our era and the final tour, the final hurrah, it's going to close the way it started with Shan and Molly Mall. End of the day. Regardless
right, yeah.
of any gripes that we may have built up during over the years or this and that, you know what I'm saying? There's no need to keep on. You know what I'm saying? You do what you do. I do what I do. And if this is what the fans want to see, let's do it.
Right. And they should,
if they
want to
see Shan and Molly Mall on stage doing what they did back in the days, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, get back
yeah,
out there on the road.
I mean, that's
it.
Huge. When was the last time you guys
Juice
got
crew
together
union.
And did anything?
Huh?
When was the last time you guys got together and did something?
Whew. The last time that I was on the stage with Molly was like 5-6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
But he
okay.
was DJing. He was DJing for Ace and Craig G. I had my own DJ with me doing my own thing. And it's kind of funny because when I'm coming off the stage, Molly's going up the stage to do his set to what he do. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? But this
right.
this the man that I started out with. This the man that gave me my doorway to become who the hell I was. So it would only be right for me if that's what I, like I said, if the lights are dimming on the Juice Crew, we all still alive, and we got this one tour that we could finally do, because who knows what tomorrow brings. I'm
right.
saying it's going to end just like it started with Shan and Molly Mall.
Yeah, that'd be
see,
dope.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's positive, you know what I'm saying, news for hip-hop right there. And you know people are going to come out and see that, too.
Oh, but it just goes to show you how humble of a cat that I really am. Yeah, I talk a lot of shit. Yes, I tell you what's on my mind. Yes, I do that all the time. Yes,
right.
I do. But I'm really a humble dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on my own so hard that there's no room for anybody else. You know what I mean? Just that, just as a statement. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, we know that here for sure, man. You've been coming on the show for years now. We appreciate you. Thanks again for coming on the show tonight. We look forward to having you on again in the future. But before you go, Shan, can you give us a drop for the show? That's one thing we haven't got from you yet. I've been meaning to ask you. It's you know, I'm Prez and Mac J, the host, since the Murder Master Music Show.
You want me to do it now?
Oh, shit, you can send it to me, or you can do it now, whenever you
want. I can do that. Let me send it. Because, I mean, what, you're going to record it? You're going to record it and chop it out?
Yeah, I'll chop that motherfucker out, man.
All right, but look, it's your
DMC,
boy.
DMC, Chuck D. No, go ahead.
The Murder Master Music Show?
Yeah.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, MC Shan. Y'all already know. And I'm rocking right here with the Murder Master Music Show. But I'll get you a better one than that. But I love messing with y'all. Y'all always give me a platform to say what I got to say. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't going to use this whole time to get on Chris about it. I mean, he got enough people coming at his neck. You got a lot of explaining to do. And for anybody that's so, you know, always making statements and then always has to come back and correct what you said, that should be a lesson to you to stop running your mouth so much. Because how many times has he had to come back and retract the statement, or not even retract it, or try and explain what he meant?
Right.
You should have, if you didn't mean it, you shouldn't have said it. So this should be a real lesson to you, Chris.
Cool J a couple years ago or a year ago.
Yeah, but why would you do that? Talking about L is like my father. L is like my father. Come on, man.
He does
that. It doesn't matter. It don't matter. Yeah. That just means that, you know what I'm saying, that, come on, man, who does that? Who says something and then retracts it? That's just showing your character. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? But you'll come at me when LL wouldn't even come at me when I did what I did. So you scared of a nigga that was scared of me. Not physically, you know what I'm saying? Because L used to try and bully me all the time. I'm going to tell y'all a funny story. L used to try and bully me all the time, like, because he was big, you know. L is way bigger than me still. But when he started getting them muscles, L used to try and threaten me, like, yo, you better. We had one incident, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we was at the Red Parrot the night before we had a show in Syracuse. So L ran up on me and was like, you better not come to Syracuse. You better not come to Syracuse. I just turned my back on that nigga. I said, fuck you, and turned my back on him. Guess who showed up in Syracuse the next day? Me. Killed his show so bad. I had Molly cutting back and forth on the turntable. You could ask anybody in Syracuse. They try and hide this fact, too. Molly was on the turntables, going rock the boom. And I went and I snatched L's record off the turntable and popped that shit in the microphone, and the crowd went crazy. L ain't never been on stage that night. He said Grandmaster Flash and them used some lights that he wanted to use, so that's why he ain't get on stage. And L, you know I ain't lying. You know I would never tell a story, but this is from our young days. You know what I'm saying? When we were kids, that ain't nothing for, you know, for people to say, ooh, Shin, this and L. No, this is some shit we did when we was younger. You know what I'm saying? He knows the truth. They tried to turn that nigga limo over because he ain't performed. Because L was that man. You know, he was that nigga. But he ain't think I was going to show up that night. You know what I'm saying? But L used to always try and bully me when we be in the studio and shit like that. He used to always just flex his muscles and shit. It used to be funny to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a real hood nigga just like you, motherfucker. So that shit you doing didn't mean a motherfucking thing. And then when Chris talking about, nigga, you ain't hood, you can't even go back to your hood. Well, go to motherfucking YouTube and look at my video that I did like 5-6 months ago when Let Me Take You Through My Hood and see how much love I get in Queensbridge. Please.
Right.
You ain't even hood, nigga. You know better, better than anybody. Don't try and act like, nigga, I ain't. Nigga, please. I'm one of the ones that never got robbed in this industry while niggas was getting their jewelry snatched and all of that shit. Motherfucker, only one time motherfuckers tried to get me, and that was in the Beacon. They still didn't get it. That motherfucker's, it was the Fort Greene crew. Went outside, put my back up on the wall, me and Tyrone. And I was ready to go for what the fuck I know. You know what I'm saying? But that was the only time niggas ever tried to get me for my jewelry. I wore my jewelry everywhere. I got respect from niggas. I knew niggas from this side of town to that side of town, uptown, downtown, all around. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what's up.
I ain't never ran with no big crew. Anybody could tell you that. Anywhere Shan went, he was by himself or with one other person. You know what I'm saying? I had one partner that ran with me for years, 111th Street Boo. People know who Boo is. People know who Boo is. That nigga crazy. Nigga, y'all ain't want to mess around. Now, he was in the street knocking three niggas out at once. That was my partner. You know what I'm saying? King Prince. You know what I'm saying? King Prince. They know who King Prince was. My big shout out to King Prince. He just came home not too long ago doing 20 straight joints. You know what I'm saying? So big shout to him. And that's still my motherfucking partner. He came all the way out here to Atlanta to see me. 3 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through. So big shout to King Prince. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's what's up,
and people, too. And I'm not getting all deep, but people know who these people are clicked with. They know who these folks is clicked with. Big shout to Gotti, my partner Gotti. Come on now, they know who my folks is. You know what I mean?
Right, I see. I can most definitely dig it.
But I tell you what, Shan, when first off, you come on the show anytime, man. You're welcome here. Even if you just want to call in and kick it, man, any fucking time. But when that album comes out, make sure we get it. Like I said,
I'm gonna get it to you. I'm gonna get it to
you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Don't even
much
worry about
appreciation.
It.
And
appreciate y'all.
Before we do get out of here, Shan, if anybody wants to get you for verses or anything, what's the best way to get at you, man? Let them know.
Well, just holler at me on my Twitter, Instagram, and stuff like that. I don't, you know, my number is on there. My number is on my Instagram. I mean, on my Twitter page. It's on my MC Shan music page. My number is there. You know what I'm saying? I got a Google number, and they all go to this cell phone right here, so I don't never miss a call. I just choose if I want to answer you or not. You know what I'm saying? There's some people that call me off the internet, and they be like, yo, I don't want to hear I'm your biggest fan. I've been your biggest fan. Is it about some money, nigga, what? You know what I'm saying? Love the fact that you my biggest fan and all that shit, but I ain't no shit I heard before. Right now, it's about getting some motherfucking money. Love you and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But if some motherfucker just want to call and tell me how you could have wrote that shit on the motherfucking page and I would have answered you back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't got to call my phone to tell me that. Put it right there in the box.
Right, I don't know you motherfuckers like that, and I ain't got that much time to be fucking off like that. I feel you on that shit. And sometimes don't even inbox me with no bullshit either. Don't comment, don't like a status, and then inbox me where you could have said that same shit on the same picture you just like. Fuck out of here.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. You had an opportunity to say that there. I'm going to read it. I'm going to see it, and I'm going to text you back on it. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to ignore it. I'm going to say something to you. Yeah, thank you, blah, 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 blah. But ain't no need for you to call my phone and tell me that just because, I spooked MC Shan. Yo, baby, guess who I got on the phone right now? You know, I've had that happen.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know what it is, man? People are out there. They're just, starstruck. They're,
Stan.
I just want to say that, hey, I talked to MC Shan. You know, so we had a lot of people calling the show. We have to hang up on them because we had one the other night. We had Yuck Mouth on, and a guy called in wanting to get a feature right there. And, oh, man, could I get on your new album? Click. You know, it's like, this ain't the time
to
play.
Oh, but I mean, you can't blame
him.
Yeah, right. You can't blame him. You know what I'm saying?
He tried to slide in the door. Or you can't blame him, no.
Right, but I mean, it's like sometimes I'm just taking care of my family business. I don't got time to hear, you know, something that you could have said right there on the internet. And when I get back to my page, I'll answer
right.
that. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I can't take time out of my day to answer every call for every person that's gonna say, "Shan, I love your album. I love your album." Write it right there on the page. Say what you gotta
yeah.
say. I'm gonna answer you back like I always do when I get them little message emails and them messenger things and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. I answer them back.
Yeah,
so it's
get,
not like
I let
it go ignored.
Make sure to get at him and check out the video, Revenge of the Walking Dead. Hell of a video. I remember you telling me about it, and shit was dope to see it come to reality just a few days later, literally.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
See,
I'm going to be shooting the video tomorrow, and then boom, a few days later, there it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like my man Jabril. Big shout to Jabril, Original Films, for, you know, shooting that video. I mean, he got at me like, "Yo, Shan, when you ready, I want to do the video." And see, I got to give him mad respect because lots of times people will say that, and when you call them up, they got other things to do. It's not in my time schedule. I can't do it. This, that, and the third. But when I call him and say, "Yo, the song is done," he says, "Send me the track." He had the makeup girl, everything that I needed right there for me. All I had to do was show up.
All kinds of shit. Good, like, yeah,
you know
like
what
you
I mean?
Said, makeup, have you looking like a corpse, blood, fire, machetes. Hell of a video. Go check it out, folks. That's
Look, and he had a dude that was actually in one of the Walking Dead series. The dude that was doing all that crazy stuff with his body.
He was actually one of the extras
in the Walking Dead. Yeah, he was one of the actual
right
extras
there.
In the Walking Dead.
That's where they shoot the shit, right there by you, right?
Yep.
They shoot it down here.
It's not by me. I don't know where they shoot it at.
Somewhere in Georgia. Somewhere in Georgia, I think.
Yeah, somewhere in Georgia, though.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's, you know, hell of a song, hell of a video. And, you know, we look forward to you coming back on the show again. And KRS-One, as far as your invite goes, we reached out to you enough times. If you want to come on this show, now you got to get at us. You know what I'm saying? Because
you
gave me that little call after the first time we had Shan on. Actually, it wasn't the first time he's been on the show, but after the little time when you got upset, you told me, "Oh, you better pick a side and blah, blah, blah." First of all, I'm a grown man. I don't pick sides. Secondly, you know what I'm saying? If I were to pick a side, did you give me an opportunity to want to pick your side? First off, no. You didn't even fucking call me back or respond or come on the show or anything. You know what I'm saying?
He can make a video addressing what Shan was saying on the show some of them dudes, they just like to be heard, and they like to hear themselves talk, man. And some of them are some of the founders and the guys we looked up to listening to their music. You get to finding out sometimes it ain't always what you think it is.
That's what I
look. Look how many of the original gang members came out about and was like, "Fuck him." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Look
shit,
how
man.
Many of them niggas came out and was like, "Yo, fuck that. He don't know what he's talking about. He's preaching the history of fucking Savage Skulls or whatever the gang was or whatever. You know, he's preaching the history of something he don't even know about."
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. I don't mean it was about time that people just woke up to bullshit. it's about time, you know, because if you're going to keep spouting bullshit, and like I said, the truth is going to become truth. A bullshit is going to become truth unchallenged. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lie is going to eventually become the truth if you don't challenge it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You sure know what
you
to say.
Yeah, he, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, he wants to come on the show. He's got to get at us. We ain't going to, no more emails going to your publicist or whatever.
No, but
he's
out of the country now doing whatever he's doing. Like, "Where's your shows?" And his response, right? "I just landed in Barcelona." Like, niggas really needed to know you landed in Barcelona, motherfucker. So the fuck what? You in Barcelona. Get to the fucking thing at hand. And then you give this long-ass bullshit speech that's still contradictory to what the fuck you said. You know what
you're
I'm saying?
You're talking to them Barcelonians. They don't know what the fuck you even talking
about. Japan or some shit. Who gives
a
fuck?
Yeah, people go all over
they
the world.
To yellow.
Who gives a shit?
You know?
I mean, even that response was kind of insensitive, and I'm not trying to, you know, get on them, but it is what it is, my man. It is
I'm
what it is. You said it. You said it, and now you answering for it, and then you got people looking at you suspect-y because you too much on Bam's side. Like, was you one of them? Remember, he was homeless back in the day. Did he give you a place to live for a little touchy feel? I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? I guess
oh,
if you keep tuning in to Star, you'll find out.
Look, he's going to make a new record behind that one. He's going to make a new record behind that one. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, come on. It's like, you know, real is real. If it happened, it happened. Tell on the nigga just like everybody else did. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, Bam did it. Just say it, motherfucker.
Yeah, because if Bam did all this shit, man, he fucked, man.
Oh, yeah.
And they're saying
what his legacy is in music. Once you do something like that to a child, fuck your legacy.
Yeah, man, you...
Yeah, you know,
he got
all that shit is out the door.
Him and his partner got stabbed at one point. They came up with that one. He got stabbed for doing something to some boy. You know what I'm saying? The nigga stabbed him up.
Right. And I wouldn't have
known
about that if I hadn't been watching the Star shit. And they was looking for the dude that did it. But supposedly the dude spazzed out because they tried to make a move on him and stabbed him up and shit. And they just kind of like swept that shit under the rug back when that shit happened.
Swept it under the rug. But that's what money can do for you. Money can sweep certain things under the rug. You know what I mean?
It's like this straight Sandusky type shit.
Under the rug.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely some Sandusky shit. You know, crazy.
Man.
And you know what's fucked up, Shane? We literally had this guy on our show about a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago. For a hip hop roundtable with a bunch of legends, and he was one of them. We didn't know nothing about Bam Bottom. This was before the Star show.
Yeah, Curtis Blow.
If I would have known that, I would have been like, "Fuck, man, I ain't having this dude on the show." Hell no.
I don't have no respect for niggas that do that shit. So I don't care what he did for hip-hop, and he's always saying he didn't do hip-hop. He did dance music or whatever the hell that shit was. So ain't no respect for a nigga. I don't care what you did. You can't motherfucking look past what the fuck he did just because he's a legend. And like Chris said, let's just, if you want to keep it hip-hop, fuck hip-hop. These niggas was touching boys.
It's
if you
want to
keep it hip-hop, you can't take nothing away from Bam. You can take everything away from Bam for the simple fact he's a baby toucher. You're a kid.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a legend. You said it. I said no a legend to it. You a kid diddler. This is what I call yous. Kid diddlers.
Yeah.
And it's even worse. You know what I'm saying? You done screwed these young men's mind up. Bad enough, these women that are being touched that got their mind fucked up. For a boy, it's a little different. Your whole sexuality be fucked up like that nigga said. He came and fucked with his wife. Not me.
Right.
Nigga touched me. I got away. I love pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't none stopping me from fucking mine every night. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I feel you.
You know what I'm
man.
Saying? You wanna take that shit and let it, you know. I ain't take that and let it fuck me up because it didn't happen like it happened with that cat. Definitely, evidently it didn't. You know what I'm saying? You fucked up. I got away from that motherfucker. And I would not call his name. He's dead, so it's not even a point to put him out there like boom. But people who know and just can hear the clues that I threw out there know what and who I'm talking about, because we all dealt with the same skate team. You know what I'm saying? We was on a skate team. You know what I'm saying? And he used that skate team as his means to diddle kids.
Right. Kids.
You know what I mean?
But whatever you said, fucking.
Look, it was 8 Ball Blue Gorillas. 8 Ball Blue Gorillas. So now if anybody want to take and try and challenge me on that one, 8 Ball Blue Gorillas. Y'all look that up. We know who the head of that was. You know what I'm saying? That man was a kid dealer. Sorry, to, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Nephews and all of that's going to probably come at me more. Yo, you was his uncle. He probably didn't try and diddle you, but he was diddling every other kid that came around. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. But hell of a show, Shannon, as always. Thank you for coming on. We look forward to having you in the future. Man, anytime, brother. Anytime, man. Nothing but love and respect to you and yours. You know what I'm saying? We wish you nothing but the best. And hope everything goes good with that them bullshit charges you was talking about earlier.
I ain't even sweating it. It ain't like they're going to put me away for years. They're going to give me a skid bid, if anything. I'll be gone a couple of months. That's it.
Well, that's what's up, man. Well, I'll tell you what,
it's
man.
It's not
going to
be. Look, but it ain't going to happen, though. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. That's all I can say.
No.
It's not going to happen at all. So appreciate y'all for having me on the show. And
for sure.
All of that. And I'll get with y'all next time.
Definitely.
But appreciate
right
the time
on,
y'all gave me to express whatever I'm expressing.
Anytime.
And look,
right, I'll be hitting
you
up soon.
Send me the drop words. Send me the drop words so I can send the drop to y'all so y'all can have the drop.
I'll send that to your email, man. I'll send that right now. I appreciate
all right.
Appreciate
y'all. I'm out. All right, back to my family now. Out.
Peace, Shane. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Shane came through. Hell of a show. I'm going to be up all fucking night going through all the shit that he said.
Working at 12.
Well, Mark Wahlberg had good weed. That doesn't make sense. But anyway, he dropped a lot of bombshells tonight, a lot of fucking bombshells. Africa Bambaataa, and the fact that he was actually touched himself by somebody. That's just fucked up. But yeah, man, we're gonna get up out of here. This is episode 268, Murder Master Music Show. Make sure we bring on Mac J. Make sure check out
drop. Fuckers.
Saturday night, Underground Saturday night, episode 1, Mac J, Velvet Rose.
Yeah.
Finally here.
I'm getting excited. It's getting closer and closer to Underground Saturday night. You fuckers need to
finally,
call in if y'all listening, man. Check it
finally
out.
Finally here. You know what I'm saying? It's been a, well, shit. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute, but shout out to Scratch. LDP's been knocking out graphics for us left and fucking right. Hit him up, UGSforlife.com. He offers all kinds of graphics and services. So does Emo. Emo's right there, too. They both do
right.
Video work, video editing. Skinny Man on the Rant, that's a new show that's coming in June, which is shit, just days away. We're going to set a date for that real soon. And then, of course, you know what I'm saying, we're going to keep doing what we're doing here. I want to say... shout out to everybody who keeps viewing the YouTube page. We're approaching that first million. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Our subscribers keep going up every day. And we're able to compete with some of the major people. April 21st, the Breakfast Club ran a story on Willie D for the interview they did. We did the exact same thing. And we actually have more views than the radio station that they operate out of. So that shows you right there, you know what I'm saying, that we are capable of making some major noise against these guys. We are capable of competing with these majors.
Right, and getting some good information and good informative shows out there. Like, Shannon just told us a lot of good shit. Told us stories that probably certain people ain't heard in a long time or ain't even heard. Just like Brian Shafton yesterday,
Bobby.
You know what I'm saying?
Sleeping.
Like,
I was just going to say,
man.
The media fuck sleeping. We had Shafton speaking about, you know what I'm saying, learning from Master P and all kinds of different things. And
E-40 and all these dudes, man.
Yeah, yeah. The early days of Priority Records. having security up in there and fucking cameras everywhere, and attack with Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying? But tonight, you know what I'm saying, Shan didn't pull any punches. He went at KRS, but of course he talked about his own, you know, problems. He, talked about doing drugs with a lot of different people. He's like, we would be shocked. There's also a Juice Crew reunion tour. You know what I'm saying? LL Cool J used to bully him back in the day. I mean, just great fucking shit.
Right. Was, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. That's what we do over here, man. Shit, you know how we do it, man. There was a 268, 269 coming real soon, bitches. You know what I'm saying?
269 steady creeping. Just a few days, you know what I'm saying? We don't know who or what yet, but, you know, we got some people lined up. We'll see you guys real soon. And for everybody out there that needs a platform, if you got an album that's coming out, or even just a fucking single, because, you know, most of these rappers nowadays, they promoting singles, but if you got an album, a single, or any type of product you want to promote right here, UGS for Life Online Radio, you know, hit us up, Prez, at UGSforLife.com. We'll make that shit happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We'll make that shit happen. But, shit, man, I'm out of here. You got anything you want to say before we get out of here, man?
No, Saturday night, Underground Saturday nights, 9 p.m. Be ready, y'all. Me and Vail.
9 p.m. this Saturday. This Saturday, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. in the West Coast. And then it's 10 p.m. in the East Coast. I don't know what it is, mountain time. I don't know. For you motherfuckers up in the mountains. But
right.
Yo, we're out of here, man. UGS for life, you motherfuckers.
You bitches.